Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Fortunately or unfortunately, stumbled into The Weekend with Michael Brown. I think if you stick around for a while, you'll find that, well, it's unfortunate for you, but fortunate for me. Here are the rules of engagement. You text the word Mike or Michael. I mean, here's how, when I say rules of engagement, if you want to interact with the program, you want to get involved with all the other stuff about the program outside, you know, the 2-3 hours, whatever it is that you listen to, this is how you do that. First and foremost, at any time, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but particularly when you hear my voice, you can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You take your phone out. The phone number is 33103. And then in the message, you type the word Mike or Michael, and then you hit send with your message, and boom, I get a message. So you can comment on things. You can ask me anything. It's an Ask Michael Anything, an AMA. It's a TMA, you know, Tell Michael Anything, whatever you want to do. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. If you want to download the podcast, you want to see the stories that we put up, you want to find an affiliate, what times the affiliate carry the program, any and everything, you want to figure out who the hell is this guy I'm listening to, you can read the bio, all of that at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I think that's pretty much all you need to know. Oh, let me tell you about the podcast. I really do. We've done this now for several months. I'm going to keep doing it until I get you all trained. But we've combined the weekday podcast with the weekend podcast. So if you're looking for the podcast of this program, you do this. You search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Not The Weekend with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown, because that will get you the 4 hours from the weekday show and the 3 hours from the weekend show. So you can get all of the Michael Brown you want. In fact, you can probably get more than you want. So let's get rolling. I want to do something a little different. I mean, I've done this before during the weekday show. I'm not sure I've done this in the weekend program, but there is a speech that I want you to hear. Now, it's about 10 minutes long. I'm not going to just play the 10 minutes and sit back and not say anything, because I want to offer my color commentary. But Douglas Murray, who is probably one of the best thinkers of Western civilization, he is, well, that's the best way to describe him. He's one of the best thinkers of Western civilization. He was giving a speech in London, and the Jewish Chronicle picked it up. And because we have this, I was going to use the word turmoil. I was going to say the turmoil we have going in the Middle East. And I just caught myself, because it's much more than turmoil. Because what's going on in the Middle East right now between Israel and Hamas, and for that matter, to be bluntly truthful with you, what's really going on right now between Israel and the Iranians, Israel and the Saudis, Israel and the United Arab Emirates, Israel and the United States, Israel and every country in Western Europe, what's going on between Israel and the Chinese Communist Party, Israel and the Russians and that Communist Party, it is a conflagration that it right now is. For the Israelis, it's a bonfire. It's a total dumpster fire right now for the Israelis. But it could turn into a worldwide conflagration. So I don't want to use the word turmoil. It's really a horrific situation. Not for Hamas. I don't give a rat's ass about Hamas. I hope the Israelis wipe out Hamas. I mean, I hope they wipe them from the face of the earth. They are indeed a terrorist organization that deserves total decimation. But so does ISIS. So does Al-Qaeda. So does the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, there are a lot of dirtbags in the world that I'd like to see eviscerated from this earth, just totally done away with. We can all live much happier lives without these people. But nonetheless, evil exists in the world, and we need to admit that evil exists in the world. But Douglas Murray, in his speech, carried by the Jewish Chronicle, is worth you hearing, and of course, I want to offer my commentary as we go through it. I would say that if you wanted a title for this speech, it might be that the United Kingdom should treat Hamas supporters like ISIS supporters. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. So this is Douglas Murray.
First is just to mention this. I'm not Jewish myself. I happen to have not just some, but most of my best friends are Jews. But the reason I mention this is that all my adult life I've been surrounded by or chosen to be surrounded by Jews. And why should that be? In my secular moments, I'd say it's been luck or good fortune. In my more religious moments, I'd say it's a signal of God's grace, of the wild grace of God. Because for me, these friendships and what I've learned from them have been among the greatest blessings of my life.
You know, and I told you I wanted to give color commentary. I think about the Jewish friends that I have in my life. And they are, every single one of them, whether they're Hasidic Jews, whether they're Orthodox, whether they're non-practicing, whether they're liberal. I mean, Judaism, Jews are not monolithic. Jews cross all political spectrums. They cross a lot of political ideologies. But every single Jew that I have in my life, I consider to be, as Douglas Murray points out, a blessing. Oh, we get some of those who are what I would call those on the Democrat side. Oh, we have some, let's just say, some interesting debates. But nonetheless, they always, and there's something about the way they debate, as opposed to, say, my Christian friends, that I find really encouraging. I wish more people could debate the way that many of my Jewish friends do. I just wanted to point out that his comment about them being a blessing is really true.
I've known Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardic Jews. I've known secular Jews, Orthodox Jews, ultra-Orthodox Jews, Chabadnik Jews, and even some Reform. All of these differences are of great importance to many of you and to all of the people who argue them. But they mattered not one jot to the terrorists who broke into Israel on Saturday.
Bingo. To those who committed the atrocities that started to occur while this program was on air last Saturday, many of you started texting me, asking me what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Israel. And I didn't want to comment last weekend because it was breaking news. You have the fog of war. You have everything that it entails, any other kind of breaking news. All the initial reports are usually wrong. And so I didn't want to comment last weekend. But on my weekday program, I spent an inordinate amount of time talking about what happened in the Middle East. And I'm telling you, for everything that Hamas or Hezbollah or the Iranians have done, they've done with one goal in mind, and that is to absolutely eviscerate Jews from the face of the earth and to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That is the stated objective of Hamas, Hezbollah, Iranians, and all of their surrogates all around the world. That is their stated purpose. So if you're out protesting, and you're protesting in favor of Palestinians or Hamas or ISIS or anybody else or Hezbollah or anybody else, that's what you support. So when we get back, Douglas Murray continues about why we should treat Hamas supporters as we would an ISIS supporter. That's next. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. We're listening to Douglas Murray, one of the great thinkers of Western civilization. And he's in London speaking to a group, and the group the speech was picked up by the Jewish Chronicle. And it is such an insightful description. I'm not too proud to say this guy has puts it in better words than I ever could, which is why he's Douglas Murray and I'm not. But the point that he tries to make here is that we ought to treat Hamas supporters like we do ISIS supporters. And to kind of let you know the roadmap of where the program's going this hour, there is an attempt in many European countries to lecture us about free speech. And we're going to tie both of these things together after we hear this speech. Douglas Murray continues.
They didn't care whether they were killing secular Jews or religious Jews, voters for Likud or voters for Yesh Atid. They didn't care what the views were of the people they were killing, whether they were for or against recent judicial reforms in Israel, whether they were one of the few people who believe they don't know how to run the country, or whether they were one of the 8 million people who believe they do know how to run the country. All that the terrorists cared about was that their victims were Jews. That was it. They had to be Jews.
Stop stuffing sopping wet bags of ice.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there was a commercial in the middle of this. As I listened to it earlier, we didn't have a commercial. We'll get right back to him in just one second, because I do want to continue with this.
Asked Jonathan Sachs in private what he thought it meant to be a Jew. And he replied quite characteristically by quoting someone else. Specifically, he quoted his friend, the late great philosopher Isaiah Berlin. He said, Douglas, Isaiah once answered this question when he was asked by saying, to be a Jew is to have a sense of history. And I looked at Jonathan, I knew there was something more. He tilted his head. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, I think Isaiah was almost right. And I said, so what's your answer? He said, to be a Jew is to have a sense of memory. Now, memory can be a burden. For some people, an almost impossible burden. But it's also a blessing. Because if you as a people, you as individuals, know what went before, you know that the Jewish people have been here many times before, in many worse situations, and too many times to count. One of my favorite writers, Stefan Zweig, whom my late friend George Weidenfeld, also of London, actually knew in London in the 1930s, both exiles from Vienna. Stefan Zweig, in 1938, in one of his last letters to Joseph Roth, who was soon to die himself in Paris, said from England this in a letter, 1938, he said, every morning I thank the Lord that I am free and in England. But I have an appetite for distant places again, and the desire to see the world in the round once more before it burns. Much as I adore Zweig, it seems imperative to me that we do not fall into the despondency or defeatism that Zweig expressed in that letter, however understandable it was. Because what we know, what he didn't know then, what we know now, is that the Jewish people have seen off every single one of their enemies for millennia. They have outlived every single one of the enemies who've wished to destroy them, from Pharaoh to Hitler.
And even though they've done that, even though Judaism throughout millennia has thrown off all those, in one way or another, maybe not immediately, but ultimately, have thrown off all of those oppressors, something that we should look at as Americans, because we threw off an oppressor. We threw off the very country from which Douglas Murray is speaking and established in these United States something the world had never seen before. As a, and I want to use the word multicultural, but not in a political sense, but in a sense of you look across the vast melting pot of America, and we have assimilated all these different cultures, and we have established and proven to the world that we can live in a nation where the people govern themselves, where we're not governed by a monarch, whether tyrannical or not, but we live in a country of self-governance. And Jews have proven over history that as a people they can survive, as a race, as a religion, that they can survive, and that they can overcome all of these things, including Hitler's attempt, as Hamas is attempting, and as Iranians and the Ayatollah Khomeini attempt, to wipe them from the face of the earth. The population of Jews has diminished to the point where it really is amazing that they still are able to survive. As of 2023, the world's core Jewish population was estimated at 16.1 million. That's only 0.2% of the 8 billion people in the worldwide population. And when you think about the current population estimated at 16.1 million, and that Nazi Germany was able to exterminate some 6 million Jews, you understand that this tribe is hanging on by a thread. And even though it may be hanging on by a thread, they have a tight grip on that thread. And they are determined to survive, as they should. As should any race, as should any religion. You look at Native Americans, the Cherokee Nation survives, the Osage Nation survives, Cherokees, Comanches, Cheyenne, whatever, they survive. And that's a key component of why, a key component of why they survive, because they understand who they are. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael, to 33103. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. We're listening to Douglas Murray talk about what happened last Saturday during this program. The unprecedented attack by Hamas on innocent Israeli civilians, Israeli defense forces. And in proportion to what happened on 9/11, you've heard this throughout the week if you've been paying any attention to the news. You know that what happened in Israel proportionally was much greater than what happened in this country on 9/11. And while some people may be concerned by those comparisons, I think they're legitimate comparisons to give you a perspective of just how bad it was for the people of Israel. And Douglas Murray, one of the great thinkers about Western civilization, is in a very short speech outlining precisely why we need to treat Hamas and their supporters well. I'll let you describe it. I'll let him describe it.
Every single one of the enemies who've wished to destroy them, from Pharaoh to Hitler, and they will see this enemy off as well. And I say that with absolute certainty. Now, what to do? May I make two suggestions? Firstly, it's always seemed to me that it is not the right of non-Israelis to tell the Israelis what to do. It is up to them to do what they need to do. In my view, all that people in the diaspora and their supporters can say is that they have our love, our support, and our solidarity in the weeks and months ahead.
I want you to think about that for a second. It is not up to anyone else to tell Israel what to do. Yet there are many in this country who want to tell Israel what to do, or what not to do, or how to do it. Can you imagine, if you can go back to September 11, can you imagine any other country trying to tell us what we should do or how we should do it? Now, diplomatically, if an ambassador wants to tell another ambassador how they think we ought to respond, then let them do that. But no country should ever deign to think that they could come to us and tell us after the carnage of 9/11, hey, this is what we think you ought to do. Or we don't think you ought to be doing that. No. We were attacked. And even though you and I might actually have some questions or disagreements or concerns about how we responded, that's for us. That's for us. That's for the family to decide. So that we as a nation, as a family, we can decide. And we can criticize among ourselves whether or not Uncle Ted's crazy or Aunt Polly is a nut job. And we ought to not invite crazy Uncle Joe to Thanksgiving dinner. That's for the family to decide. And Murray is exactly right on that point. He continues.
Do to support them, we must do. But a second point, if I may. What we can do here in Britain is to keep our own house in order.
Boy, do I want to... What we can do here in Britain is keep our own house in order. I want you to look around at our house. How's our house? Well, I mean, we still have a nice house. But if you look closely, man, is it in shambles. we have a freaking really nice house. It's not just a McMansion. It's a really nice, classy place. You look at our backyard, our front yard. Oh, my gosh. I look out the backyard at our part of our house here, the Rocky Mountains. We had a little snow up in the mountains. And so the mountains, even though they're off in the distance here from Denver, oh, my gosh, it is Purple Mountains majesty. It is glorious. Apparently right now there's an eclipse going on. I'm in a dark studio. I can't see it. So we can see nature's miracle taking place right now. You, if you're on the West Coast, you can look out on the beaches. You can see how glorious it is there. If you're in the deserts of the Southwest, if you're on the high plains, the Great Plains of this country, if you're in the Shenandoahs, wherever you might be, our house has a beautiful view. But you look closely inside the house, it's kind of a mess right now. A dysfunctional government at all levels, federal, state, and local. Riots, crime, deficit spending that's out of control. Maybe we ought to get our house in order. Maybe before we tell the Israelis what to do, maybe we ought to get our house in order. And Douglas Murray is exactly right about that. Western civilization needs to get its act together before we start trying to tell the Israelis what to do. I love that point.
Britain is in disarray. It is not acceptable. It should not be acceptable that the Jewish community among all of the communities of this country, in this diverse country, should be the one community expected to accept with equanimity those who cheer on the murder of Jews and those who support the murder of Jews.
Again, great point. Great Britain is in disarray, as are most Western European countries right now. They are in disarray. We're in disarray, too. And we look at what's going on in this country, and we have the audacity to tell somebody else how they ought to act? Really? Hypocrites much?
It's not acceptable that the Jewish community should be the only community in this land that is expected to put up with murder and then being scorned for their fellow Jews being murdered. No other community would accept this, and I beg you not to accept it either. I beg you not to accept it. I came back to London the other night, and I hear the residue of the people outside the Israeli embassy. These people were not protesting against Israeli countermeasures. They hadn't even had any countermeasures. They were protesting because Jews by the hundreds had been slaughtered in Israel, and they wanted to wound us more. Well, they might try, but we should not accept that with equanimity. I've written in The Spectator tomorrow, a demand on the Prime Minister and the Home Secretary that supporters of Hamas in the UK must be treated in exactly the same way as supporters of ISIS were.
And what does that mean? Douglas Murray says that he's written to the Home Secretary and to the Prime Minister. And of course, I guarantee you that in the United Kingdom, Douglas Murray sends a letter to the Home Secretary, which is the equivalent of our Secretary of Homeland Security, and to the Prime Minister, the equivalent of our president. Oh, they'll read his letters. Yeah. They may not read my letters or your letters, but they'll read Douglas Murray's letters. When you think about the fact that he has that kind of influence, that's why you need to pay attention to what he says, because it's really important.
Some people thought that the claim that Hamas was ISIS was a rhetorical claim. We know since Saturday, if we didn't know before, it is not rhetoric, it is real. If you stand in Britain with a Hamas flag, you should not be allowed to be free in Britain. You should be arrested, have your citizenship withdrawn, your passport withdrawn. You should be deported, you should be sent to the Gaza and try your luck there. But you should not be given the right to insult and to taunt Jews after the death of Jews. It's intolerable and we should not tolerate it. Let me say one more thing. And it's the main thing I wanted to say to you tonight. That you're not alone. That you're not alone. The saddest thing I've heard in recent days have been the number of Jewish friends of mine who've said in Israel and outside of Israel, it's always like this. We're always alone. And I just wanted to say that isn't the case. You know, you have, among other things, a Democrat president of the United States who so far has been so fully behind the Jewish state, it is very hard to see what better statement he could give. We have a conservative prime minister here in the UK, Rishi Sunak, who has been utterly supportive of the Israeli state to date. The whole civilized world is behind the Jewish state today. Now that may change. As my friend Barry Weiss wrote on Saturday, we will have to be very careful in the weeks and months ahead to remember Saturday and to keep it in mind. The BBC and others, who can't even define a terrorist, are already past this. The slaughter that's only still now being uncovered is currently somewhere down the line of stories. It's already falling away, and yet we mustn't allow it to fall away. The dead are not even buried. So I wanted to say that it is not the case that the Jewish community of this country is alone. You are not. There are many millions of people, civilized people in this country and across the world who are with you as well.
And I think we should be too. But when we get back, let's define what I think Douglas Murray means, which isn't from my perspective, about those in Britain that he thinks should, if they support the killing of Jews, if they support the atrocities of Hamas, that they should have their citizenship revoked, they should be deported. How does that compare to what we should do in this country? Because, well, let me explain to you what I think we should do. That's next. Text the word Michael to 33103. What should we do with those people in this country? I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Glad to have you with me. We just heard Douglas Murray deliver an impassioned speech in London about the attacks on Israel last weekend. And in that, he says we should treat those who support Hamas. He chose his words very carefully. Those who support Hamas or who support the killing of the Jews should indeed be exported, treated just like we would an ISIS supporter and banish them from the country. At least from the UK. Should we do that here? No, I don't think we should. You know, we have a little twerp here in Colorado by the name of Tim Hernandez, who is a self-avowed Marxist, who, by the way, teaches in the Aurora Public Schools. This self-avowed Marxist teaches in the Aurora, Colorado Public Schools. He was fired from another school district. He's like a bad cop. You know, a bad cop gets fired from one, you know, precinct or one municipality and ends up getting hired somewhere else. Well, this little dweeb gets fired from one school district, gets hired in another school district, and not only is he a self-avowed Marxist, but he has spent most of this week supporting Hamas and being asked by a Jewish person on the street, do you actually support them? And, of course, once he gets confronted with it, he starts, you know, trying to prevaricate with his words. He starts trying to get a little wishy-washy, and the local media just keeps pounding on him, as I think they should. To where he finally issued one of those, you know, mea culpas, one of those apology, non-apologies, which I found great delight in, because I know that he still believes what he believes, but he caved to the pressure of his fellow Democrats in the Colorado legislature and said, listen, you're causing a lot of us, including some of us who support Israel, a lot of problems. You need to apologize. Because you cannot support the idea that someone should be murdered solely because of their religion, solely because of their race, any more than we would support a member of the KKK who supports the killing of black people. Now, would we? But neither would we shut down their speech. Instead, we would mock them. Instead, we would show how utterly immoral and wrong that they are. We would ostracize them. And, as some private organizations have done, private business entities have done, they have withdrawn job offers from Harvard graduates because of things they have said in support of Hamas. I don't go so far as that we should deport them. They're American citizens. If they're not American citizens and they're here on a tourist visa or work visa, maybe we ought to consider deporting them and say, you know what, we don't do that in this country. But I fully support their right to do so, to say so. And I fully support and encourage them to say so. I want to hear more of them. Not that I want more of them, but of those that are out there, I want to hear more from them. You know why? Because that allows us to identify them. Oh, so you and you and you actually support the killing of Jews. Oh, so you believe in ethnic cleansing. Oh, so you believe in this and you believe. See, that's the beauty of free speech. It may be uncomfortable, and we may not like, in fact, oftentimes don't like what people have to say. I'm sure there are people that don't like what, in fact, I know there are people that don't like what I say because I get text messages from them. But if you don't like what I say, or I don't like what you say, the solution is not to silence them. The solution is to, oh, look, Listen to what this person said. Listen to what that person says. Listen to what Michael Brown says. Why, he's a whack job. He's a nut job. And then people can judge for themselves. But what we must not lose sight of is that while we support free speech, and we believe that if you're a citizen of this country, you shouldn't be deported simply because of what you say. Instead, what we ought to do is to learn to be discerning about what it is that people say. And what we ought to be willing to do is to counter that speech as opposed to cowering, because they're out waving a flag, they're out marching, they're out in numbers. We ought to be out in numbers too. But way too often, we're fearful of doing so. And we're fearful of doing so because way too often we have allowed in this country people to exercise the heckler's veto and shut down other speech. I don't call at all for the shutting down of other speech. I call for response to other speech. I call for replies to other speech. And I call for condemning people and condemning their speech. And yes, I said specifically condemning people and their speech if they support the killing of Jews because they're Jews. Actually, I condemn anyone who supports the killing of anybody for whatever reason. But in this case, we're talking about Israel. In this case, we're talking about Judaism and Jews. It's simply unbelievable to me that in 21st century, we would still have this problem of anti-Semitism. There's only 16 million of them left. Jiminy Christmas. When we get back, Henry Kissinger is 100 years old and still in the news.
Automated marketing text messages can send and are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text FORCE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text FORCE to 42424. That's FORCE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Palestinians in Gaza City have begun to stream south as now daily Israeli airstrikes begin to intensify.
A cockerel cries as Gaza continues to be shaken by constant booms that harrowed its residents through the night and now into the day. in southern Israel on the border with Gaza, Israeli tanks punctuate the onslaught, firing artillery into the densely populated enclave. Many Gazans with their belongings tied to the roofs of their cars drove south away from Gaza City after the Israeli military dropped pamphlets urging them to leave. However, the UN warned a mass exodus from Gaza City would be calamitous. Many Gazans were unsure about leaving and feared they would be unable to return or would be gradually displaced to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden, meanwhile, pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans in the Israel-Hamas war.
The president and members of his national security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says Hamas was emboldened and empowered to attack Israel by a string of concessions from the White House.
The big one, which just drives me crazy, is that they started making sure Iran could export oil. We literally went from maximum pressure under the Trump administration to maximum deference.
Iran is one of Hamas's main sponsors. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
The United Auto Workers Union is not adding any factories to those that are now on strike, but its president says more walkouts could begin at any moment. A major change in strategy, as Shelley Adler reports.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. military plans to begin draining fuel from World War II-era underground fuel tanks in Hawaii.
Work to drain the 104 million gallons remaining in the tanks is scheduled to begin Monday and comes nearly 2 years after the facility sickened 6,000 people when it leaked jet fuel into a Pearl Harbor drinking water well. Removing the fuel is a key step towards shutting down the Red Hill bulk fuel storage facility as demanded by the state. The November 2021 spill poisoned the Navy's water system that serves 93,000 people in and around Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The Biden administration has selected clean energy projects from Pennsylvania to California for a $7 billion program to kickstart development and production of hydrogen fuel. During a visit to Philadelphia, the president called hydrogen essential to achieving his vision of a strong, clean energy economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement real quickly. Text the word Michael to 33103. If you want to download the podcast, find a local affiliate, follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Look, follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Go do that right now. Follow me on Facebook. It's at Michael D. Brown. And in the on the Facebook page, there's also a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged. And that's where any of you can join. We get a couple of we have very low standards, so pretty much anybody can join. Or follow me on Instagram at Michael D. Brown also. Twitter at Michael Brown USA. The others at Michael D. Brown on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find all of those social media icons. You'll find an interactive map of the affiliates around the country. You will find how to download the podcast. Let me remind you, subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. You subscribe to that podcast, you get the weekend, you get the weekday, you get the whole ball of wax. And you can find all of that at one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Henry Kissinger is still alive and kicking. 100 years old. I love telling this story about him. I met Henry Kissinger three times in my life, all three times in New York City. But the very first time I met Dr. Kissinger, I love to tell this story because, well, it says a lot about me, says a lot about Dr. Kissinger, and it says something about what I think about Karl Rove. Karl Rove. So I was in New York to do some interviews on Fox News, and I walk into the green room. And as I open the door of the green room, sitting right, just as you open the door, sitting right across, straight in front of me is Karl Rove, sitting at a table, writing, doing something, getting ready for his appearance on Fox News. And having known Karl since the days of the Bush campaign back in 2000, and then obviously during my tenure as the undersecretary, Karl and I clashed a lot. Karl, I didn't see eye to eye on most of anything. So I didn't see anybody else in the room. I didn't notice a figure sitting quietly over in the corner to my left. And I just opened the door, saw Karl, just walked up and very loudly said, "Well, hello, a-hole. What are you doing?" And then I heard this person kind of starting to laugh over in the corner. And it was Henry Kissinger. So I went over and introduced myself, and we had a good laugh about me calling Karl an a-hole. That was my very first introduction to Dr. Kissinger and his first introduction to me. We met a couple of times later in New York on other occasions. But that was the first time. Good first impression, right? I like to make a good first impression. Dr. Kissinger is back in the news again. He's 100 years old, but he still has his wits about him. Now, we can agree and disagree with Dr. Kissinger on a lot of things. The whole Nixon Kissinger opening of China. What's that gotten us so far? But unlike certain members of the gerontocracy that runs this country, he must have an IQ of room temperature or higher to have figured out that Germany cut its own throat by allowing itself to be colonized by a bunch of radical Muslims. In an interview, Dr. Kissinger says this.
It was a grave mistake to let.
Oh, my internet service. Maybe it's the maybe it's the eclipse. My internet service is not working very well. Let me reload it. Oh my gosh, Damien, we got one of those days where the audio service is just simply not working. Spin, spin, spin. Well, let me tell you what Dr. Kissinger said. It was a great quote. It was a grave mistake to let in so many people of totally different culture and religion and concepts because it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that. He added that it was painful to see people in Berlin celebrating Hamas's assault on Israel over the weekend. Just like old times. You know, Kissinger left Germany in 1938 to escape the Nazis. Now, not that Germany's future rulers, their current rulers, will be or are the same as Nazis. Nazis can keep the lights on. The modern-day rulers in Germany can't quite do that sometimes. But that's not the point. The point is, when you allow unfettered immigration, and you don't let people in, you know what? As I said during the weekday program, our immigration system is not broken. It's not broken. I know to many of you that comes as a shock because you've been told by the dominant media, you've been told by the cabal that our immigration system is broken. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says it all the time from the White House press podium. Well, you know, Congress needs to fix our broken immigration system. No, it's not broken. Let me explain why I mean that. Because the infrastructure is there. We have a Customs and Border Patrol. We have a citizenship service. We have the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We have the United States State Department. We have everything that we need to go back and actually enforce the original Immigration Act so that people that come into this country, we know who they are. If you do it the right way, let me back up. If you come into this country the right way, you have to pass a civics test that my guess is a lot of Americans themselves could not pass. Questions about how our government works. Questions about the United States Constitution. And that test is designed to make certain that people assimilate into our society and understand how our democratic republic works. We don't do that if we just allow anybody to come in from any country, regardless of their economic status, regardless of their criminal status, regardless of their whether or not they're on a terrorist watch list or not. We just allow them to come in. So what do they mean when they say the system's broken? Well, they want to claim the system's broken because that's an excuse not to enforce the system. Now, that system may be only, that system is like a garden hose. There's only so much water that can come through it. Well, if you want to increase the amount of water, the number of immigrants coming into this country, if you want to do that, and you want them to do it the legal way, then you got to close the border. You have to secure the border, and you also have to, at the same time, give additional resources to the State Department and to the Department of Homeland Security so that they can legally and properly process people that want to come here the right way. You know, I know a lot of people who are naturalized citizens. They did it the right way. And when it comes to their knowledge of this country and our history and how our country works, I'd put them up against most any junior high schooler or high schooler or I don't know, Harvard graduate. Because they did it the right way. And they came here wanting to assimilate and be Americans. Most people coming here today, we don't know why they're coming here. Oh, we're told that they're trying to escape. They're coming from a crap hole country. Yeah, well, maybe they're coming from communist China. Wonder what they're doing here. Or they're coming from Yemen. They're coming from Oman. They're coming from Saudi Arabia. Oh, wonder what they're doing here. But we just allow it to happen. And when you allow it to happen without any controls, you end up exactly as Dr. Kissinger says. you let too many people in, and it creates a pressure group inside each country that does that. And that pressure group fundamentally alters the cultural makeup of the country. Dr. Kissinger is so right. So what about these asylum seekers that are coming in? It's really an invasion. Let me explain why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on social media, Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Follow the others at Michael D. Brown. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So-called asylum seekers. Mercenaries. That's next. Don't go away.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to the Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Did you see the eclipse? I ran out during the break to see if I could see it. I missed it. So the Ring of Fire, I missed it. So the invasion of the United States and the displacement of our population by our citizens. You know, people get accused of being some sort of supremacist when they talk about displacement. But when you have 8 million, think about that, 8 million illegal aliens coming into this country, that displaces kids in your school, that displaces workers from jobs, that displaces law enforcement's ability to protect other people while they're dealing with the criminal element of them. It displaces law-abiding citizens who don't believe in child sex trafficking or human trafficking. It truly is displacement. It's not any sort of supremacy. It's a statement of fact. And the invasion of this country and the displacement of Americans by millions upon millions of welfare people from third world crap-hole countries is not a spontaneous event. This is a planned operation designed to destroy or to fundamentally transform this country, and it is organized by America's enemies both internally and externally. And we have seen this administration, the Biden administration itself, actively assist the largest invasion in human history. The largest invasion in human history? Michael, how can you say that? Was the second Persian invasion of Greece, where over 500,000 forces were deployed by King Xerxes, the largest invasion? How about the D-Day deployment of 1.1 million Allied troops? You'd be wrong on both counts. The largest in history is the over 8 million primarily young military-age males, unvetted, illegally crossing into the United States. Joe Biden is their de facto commander, and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is the chief of staff. At the current pace, well over 10 million will have entered the United States by the end of Biden's term. So, yeah, it is the largest invasion in human history. And they've assisted it by disabling border defenses, and then transporting those people even deeper into the country. I'm not saying they should stay in Texas or Arizona or California or Florida or any border state. Every state's a border state now. But what we're doing is we are, at taxpayer expense, taking them and transporting them deep into the heartland of this country. Oh, it's not just New York and Chicago. It's not just Los Angeles. It's smaller cities like Denver. It's Nashville. It's Cleveland. It's Missoula, Montana. You cannot escape it. And it's largely financed by American taxpayers, but the United Nations plays a role too. Globalist leaders are determined to weaken the world's preeminent superpower, all in the pursuit of their one world order agenda, which I know sounds like crazy town, but that is the ultimate goal of the United Nations. They aim to level the global playing field. It is, again, this concept of equity. The idea that, no, it's not about equality. It's not about each of us are created equal. It's about forcing equity on everyone. And this is where a recently discovered video becomes relevant. A couple of years ago, a startling video that featured a Haitian illegal alien, or as they would say, a Haitian migrant, who alleged that the United Nations had paid him to cross the border, started to circulate. But at the time, it went largely unnoticed by the public. But as the Biden border crisis continues at these unprecedented levels, the videos resurfaced, and this time it's finally starting to capture attention. And in the video, the man claims that the United Nations is paying people to cross the border. He says he received the money directly into his bank account. clearly, you know, when you look at people coming into this country, I mean, look at them. I'm not saying look broadly. I'm saying look at the individuals. If you go back 10, 15, 20 years ago, and people that crossed the Rio Grande to get into this country, they were dirty, they were poor, they were hungry, they crossed the river in makeshift shoes, they landed on American soil with wet and dirty feet. You look at them today, you find any sort of story about them crossing today, and you look closely. They have shoes, they have sneakers, they have jeans on, they've got hoodies, sweatshirts, shirts, whatever. And then you look at the demography. Oh, yeah, you'll find families, and you'll find some women, and you'll find some elderly people, and you'll find kids. But what's the predominant demography that you see when you really look at those hordes of people just crossing the border? Men ages 18 to 34. 18 to 30, working age men. What are they coming here for? How did they get all of the clean clothing that they have? How did they get the shoes? How come they're not desperate, just craving, trying to find anything, and just shoving food into their mouths because they're so hungry? Because the United States and their support of non-government organizations, the United Nations and their support of NGOs are all helping them, transporting them. We're flying people directly into this country. The NGOs, all the charitable organizations are feeding and clothing and giving them health care and checking them so that when they cross the border, they're no longer the poor, pitiful people that we used to see 10, 15, or 20 years ago. Oh, no, now they're very well fed. They're clothed. They're taken care of. It is indeed an invasion that is being supported by you and me as taxpayers and being supported again by us and other countries that support the United Nations. They don't arrive here penniless. And, of course, the cabal has no interest in looking at it because they don't want you to see what's really going on. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win. Yeah.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And while I appreciate you doing it, you must be crazy. But I really do appreciate your craziness because, well, maybe it's a reflection that we're all crazy right now. Several stories I want to try to get to during this next couple of segments. First, let's talk about a Wisconsin judge who has given parents a truly landmark legal battle in their fight against the Kettle Moraine School District in Wisconsin. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Maxwell, in banning school authorities, quote, from allowing or requiring staff to refer to students using a name or pronouns at odds with the student's biological sex while at school without express parental consent. You know, I'm truly bumfuzzled by this whole thing about, you know, parents raising their children as they, I thought, were allowed to do. Is it crazy of me to think that somehow we've crossed some Rubicon somewhere where parents no longer allowed to raise their children based on their religion, based on their political beliefs, based on their belief in whatever discipline, based on their belief that their child is a boy or a girl, based on, you know, what they want their child to wear or not wear to school, that somehow, that once they walk out that front door and get on that school bus, suddenly whatever the parents are doing becomes, you know, de facto wrong, and the school is de facto correct. It's insane. It's utter insanity, and it shows. Let me jump up to 30,000 feet real quickly. It shows how just about every aspect of our lives, we have somehow surrendered. We've somehow just capitulated, surrendered to government, because schools are government. Unless your child goes to a private school, schools are government. And we've just allowed government in almost every aspect to rule everything that we do. Now, I'm becoming pretty radical. No, I think I'm already there. I think I've already been radicalized by my own government, because they're just too in my face. I don't have any kids in school right now. My kids are they're all graduated. They have kids of their own. I got grandkids in school. And it infuriates me to think that somehow my grandkids are being taught or told discipline one way at home, and they go to school and they're told that, well, whatever your parents are doing, that doesn't apply here. Oh, yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. Parents represented by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you haven't heard of the Alliance Defending Freedom, go look them up. They represented these parents, had been socially transitioning supposedly transgender children, the school district had, including preteens, behind the parents' backs, and even over their express objections. Now, the judge ruled that this violated the parents' constitutional rights. No feces, Sherlock, really? The judge writes this: the school district could not administer medicine to a student without parental consent. The school district could not require or allow a student to participate in a sport without parental consent. Likewise, the school district cannot change the pronoun of a student without parental consent, without impinging on a fundamental liberty interest of the parents. That is wonderfully written. Listen to it again. You know, as a lawyer, these words are like a hymnal to me. But I want you to understand what he's saying. He's basically saying what we've been saying for a long time, at least what I've been saying for a long time. Really, you're telling me that you can't give my child an ibuprofen or an Advil or an aspirin or a prescription that is required to be taken every 2 hours? You can't do any of that without parental consent. No, we can't do that. We can't do that. We have to have your permission to do so. We need your consent. This is the school district. We need your consent for your child to play football, soccer, to play lacrosse, to play tennis, to play golf, to play whatever. We need your consent for your child to do that. Okay, well, send a form home. But we can change your child's pronoun without your consent. Really? You can do all those other things, but something that goes to the very core of their being, you don't need my consent to do that? The judge continues, can a school district supplant a parent's right to control the health care and medical decisions for their children? The well-established case law in that regard is clear. The school district cannot. Good. About dang time. the court, in essence, did this. The court confirmed that parents, not educators, not school faculty, have the right to decide whether a social transition is in their own child's best interest. This decision ought to be a warning to the districts all across the country that have all these same kind of policies that want to exclude parents from gender transitions at school. Sometimes we just need to stop. We need to stop and think about what's going on. It seems, at least to my rational mind, it seems that if my kid is going to go play baseball, you know where, you know, a fastball poorly thrown, thrown too high, outside the strike zone, can hit my kid in the head, and even though he might be wearing, you know, a batter's helmet, could still get hurt. So for the kid to be able to play baseball, or to get tackled on a football field, or to be hit in the head by a swinging golf club that swings out of some kid's hand, or to play basketball, where they might get tripped and, you know, suffer concussion on a basketball court, let alone a football court, or to play soccer. Oh, we need, parents, we need you to sign a consent form. Oh, your child is complaining of a really severe headache. Is it okay for us to give him some ibuprofen or some aspirin or some, you know, Tylenol, some acetaminophen? We need your consent to do so. Oh, your child at school wants to, even though the birth certificate says was born a male, and was born a male because the doctor looked and there was a penis. Oh, no, your boy wants to be called she or her or whatever at school. We don't need your permission to do that. In fact, you just stay out of the way. We're not even going to tell you about that. When you stop and think about it in those terms, you realize just how absurd that it is. But that's the absurd cultural decay that exists in our society. And the more... even more scary part of it, other than these specific examples, is how so many people just accept, how so many people just come to the conclusion that, well, you know, or maybe they've abdicated their parental rights. Maybe they've abdicated the entire concept of being a parent. And we'll just shift it over to the school. There are so many things, so many subjects, so many concepts, so many ideas that we as individuals have just somehow abdicated over to the government. And I am telling you, you got to stop that trend. Because at some point that trend crosses, you know, I always talk about tipping points. That some point that trend crosses a tipping point where suddenly you realize that the government's just making all of those decisions. Telling you what to eat, how much to eat. Telling you, I mean, in Colorado, they're going to tell you whether you can have a gas stove or an electric stove. You got to have an electric stove. They're telling you whether you can have a gas-powered lawnmower. And people are just like, oh, okay, well, whatever. No, stop it. Stop the insanity before it goes too far. But that's going to take every single one of you. Maybe you don't have kids in school. Maybe you're like me in that regard. You only have grandkids. Maybe you don't have any kids in school. You don't have any grandkids or anybody. All your children are grown. Nobody's in school. Do you know what's going on in your school district? Do you know what's going on in your community? You see, it's so easy to just, because it is, it's overwhelming. Don't get me wrong. I fully understand how overwhelming all of it is. But listen until, on a truly micro level, you step up and say, stop, no more. That trend will just continue. It'll grow bigger and bigger, and pretty soon it'll be just a gigantic tsunami because the waters will be calm. The waters, we know, you look out on the beach, you look, oh, look how calm and quiet the waters are. Let's wade out of these wonderful warm waters of the government. And then that tsunami just comes sweeping way over you and just completely engulfs you. And you're dead, but you're wondering what the hell happened. because nobody took a stance. Nobody at all. You know, the deadline for filing your tax returns for last year's taxes is midnight Monday night. Well, we have an IRS story that makes me think, yeah, they're just as bad as all the other aspects of the government. But you already knew that. But I'll tell you the story anyway coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet, easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft luxury vinyl and Bellalux hardwood collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
River Front Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
When I say text the word Michael, Michael, to 33103, and you can tell me anything at TMA or you can AMA, ask Michael anything. I got this text message, which this is my point. I'm glad you did. Goober number 2208, 2208 texted, "Hey, Mike, has anybody ever told you that you say, text Mike or Michael, so quickly that it sounds like Michael, Michael, LOL? No, but I'm glad you told me that. So here's the deal. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. You see, I'll change my emphasis on that, my emphasis on it, so that maybe there won't be the confusion. Because sometimes I actually do get text messages, like Goober number 5237. The text is just the word Michael. Or Goober number 1567. Michael, Michael. So maybe it is my fault. Maybe that's why I don't get the messages. I just get the word Michael. So, yeah, text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. The IRS is in the news, and not just because it's time to file your returns. No. I don't know why. Should I get glee out of this? Charles Edward Littlejohn, a contractor for the IRS, pled guilty to unauthorized disclosure of tax returns this past Thursday. He was charged with stealing tax return information and providing it to two new news outlets between 2018 and 2020. His sentencing is set for January 29th with a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. The Acting Assistant Attorney General, Nicole Argentieri, says this: "The unauthorized theft and disclosure of tax return information by government employees or contractors is a serious breach of the public's trust." No feces, Sherlock. Really? Yeah, I think so. She continues, "The American people have every right to expect the utmost integrity from those who are granted access to sensitive taxpayer information through their employment with the IRS." Guess whose tax return information it was? Yeah, Trump's. In addition to Trump, whom the Justice Department did not name in their statement, but is known to be Littlejohn's main victim due to admissions he made during the court, the contractor separately stole tax return information for thousands of the nation's wealthiest individuals. Fire his ass and give him the full 5 years. And not just because of Trump. But the other thing that I find fascinating about this story is the fact that the Justice Department did not specify, and I think I understand why, but it still irritates me, that they didn't name Trump as one of the main reasons why he got prosecuted. I don't care who the other wealthy individuals were. I mean, I hope they understand that their tax return information has been stolen and given out to, I don't know, different news outlets. But I also hope that those news outlets, which we know they didn't, MSNBC, which we know they didn't, CNN, that you didn't report what was on those returns. You know, if you know that you're getting tax return information, if you know that you're getting Michael Brown's tax return information, don't laugh at me when I say this. Do not laugh at me. If you're a news organization, if you're a newspaper, you're a cable channel, you're a network, you're a freelance journalist, don't you think the proper, the legal, the moral, the ethical thing to do is to not accept that, is to refuse to take it? You see, I'm as pissed off at Littlejohn for stealing it as I am for the cabal that took it. There is no, you can't, if you think you can, you text it to me right now. But I don't think there is any justification, any rationalization whatsoever that you can provide me that says, hey, if somebody comes up, you know, somebody comes up on the street, you know, cloak and dagger, and hands you a manila envelope and says, here, take this. It's Donald Trump's tax returns. Your response to that ought to be no. Or I give you this alternative. Your response ought to be, okay, what's your name? What's your address? Okay, here, give it to me. And then you go to the nearest internal revenue, you call the IRS without looking at it, and you say, hey, I haven't looked at this, but somebody just offered me, or somebody just gave me what is purported to be Donald Trump's tax returns, or Michael Brown's tax returns, or Joe Blow's tax returns. It says a lot about the media, doesn't it? It says a lot about the cabal. Everybody thinks that when I talk about the cabal, many of you think I'm using hyperbole. No, the cabal really does exist. And this is an example of it. I do hope he gets the full 5 years. And I would hope that those who took the returns at some point would realize that it was absolutely wrong to do so, and they'll change their behavior. I know, silly on my part, but I still have hope that somebody somewhere would do the right thing, right? I'll keep dreaming. I'll keep hoping. Because you know what? I truly do. Don't get me wrong. I know that when I talk about the cabal, and I include in that the media, I know I'm including even local news stations, local radio stations, local newspapers. But I want to believe somewhere that there are good journalists, that there are good people that would do the right thing. Because I still believe in the fundamental goodness of this country. I still believe in the fundamental goodness of most Americans, that they want to do the right thing. Maybe I'm just nuts. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 and your message. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues. Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-Day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.